好，我们今天经文从罗马书十二章一到八节。十二章一到八节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们鉴察何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
谢谢。Today is the first Sunday of the year.
今天是我们这个新的一年里面的第一个主日。
And in the beginning of the year, usually we make resolutions.
通常在一个新年的一开始，我们都会订定一些新年计划。
And we make resolutions to become a better person in whatever we wish in our resolutions to do.
在个每个新年的一开始，我们都希望有一个新年计划，让我们可以变得一个成为一个更好的人。
But then, very quickly, in a matter of a short few weeks or even days,
但很快的经过几天或是几周之后，
we abandon all those resolutions that we made.
我们就放弃了我们当初所定下的这些计划。
Because we can't keep them.
因为我们没有办法去完成它们。
You see, becoming a better person is not by making resolutions.
知道如果想要让自己成为更好的人，不是单单只有立下这个新年计划而已。
But I like to introduce to you a word called revolution.
我希望让大家告诉他一个另外一个词叫 revolution， 或是称作是一个革命性的改变。
Revolution is always looked perceived as something negative. You rebel against a structure, a government.
说到这个革命性这个改变 revolution 这个词，通常都会想到可能是革命，可能历史上有历史书上读到的这些。
But that revolution what I'm talking about is aim at ourselves.
不过我这边所说的是要从内而发的彻底的这样子。
Aim at our selfish and sinful nature.
特别是针对我们内心里面的罪性的罪恶的本性。
Because we are our worst enemies.
因为我们常说我们最大的敌人就是我们自己。
And resolution is just a decision to change something by our own will and power.
通常我们要做一个决定或是决心的时候，我们是透过我们自己的意志力想要来改变某些事物。
But revolution is a complete radical change.
但是这革命性的改变是一个彻彻底底的改变。
No matter what it takes, you will look for those change. You seek for those change.
不管在任何的情况之下，我们都要决心来做这样的改变。
And you apply this to our Christian life, then it is changing us for God to use according to this passage.
特别是我们将这样的一个想法应用在我们成为基督徒的这个生命当中，就是透过神来改变我们自己。
And there are two kinds of revelation Paul suggests for us in this passage.
在这边保罗提到有两种让我们改变的方法。
It begins with our worship.
第一个是我们对神的这个敬拜。
When we fully understand what is worship, then that change, that walk with God becomes different.
当我们了解对神的敬拜是什么之后，就能够改变我们跟上帝同行的态度。
You see, Romans 1-11, Paul talks about how in our sinful nature, we cannot obey the law.
罗马书1-11章前面提到，如果靠着我们自己罪的本性，我们没有办法改变。
And we need this person, Jesus Christ.
而我们是需要耶稣基督。
Who came to fulfill the law.
来到这个世上是为了要让律法
And then he comes to chapter 12, verses 1 to 8 that we read here. In fact, just chapter 1 and 2, he start going off on this offering ourselves to what Jesus Christ has done for us.
特别是保罗在罗马书十二章前面我们读到的是让我们教我们如何将我们的身体献上当作活祭这个部分。
And as, and when we read verses 1 and 2, often we stop there.
通常我们读到第一跟第二节的时候
But we fail to look at what follows.
而我们忘记去看接下来要给我们说什么。
And this verse, two verses has always been quoted over and over again by people or by preacher many times.
前面这两节呢常常会听到很多的一些牧者或者是一些牧师都会提到这边的经节。
And we are very familiar with it.
而且我们都当中都非常熟悉。
But I don't think we fully understand the implications of it.
但是我们可能没有真正的了解这个背后的意义是什么。
And so, a revolution must first begin in our worship of God.
首先要做一个革命性的改变就是在我们对神的敬拜里面
就要先发生。And here Paul says, or Paul tells the Roman believers, in view of God's mercy,We are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
保罗他用这边说到，以神的慈悲劝这些信徒们，叫他们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的。
And it is, he says, your body is a living sacrifice of worship.
他说到你的身体是当作一个活生生的一个活祭来当作献上。
And he's comparing it with the Old Testament sacrifices.
他用这边跟旧约里面所提到的献祭来做比较。
Old Testament sacrifices are dead, animals.
在旧约里面可能有时候献祭的时候那些动物或生物都是死的。
But we as Christians, when we offer ourselves as living sacrifice for him.
但我们作为基督徒将我们的身体献上当作活祭的时候是一个活生生的。
So it's not a dead or passive sacrifice.
所以这边讲到的不是一个死亡或是一个被动的一个献祭。
Because the word living is in the continuous tense.
因为这边说到活祭或是活生生的是一个像一个进行式一样的。
And so it's active and it's ongoing.
所以是一个积极，是一个主动，是一个持续的一个动作。
And that's a goal.
这就是我们的目标。
That's a goal. The goal is to be holy and pleasing to God.
这个目标就是要成为圣洁，并且要求神的喜悦。
Holy and pleasing to God using our bodies.
要用我们的身体来让我们成为更圣洁，来求神的喜悦。
It is, he's not talking about going to the synagogue.Or regularly, or going to the temple to offer the sacrifices every once a while.
在这边不是说到就是比如说定期去会堂里面来敬拜神而已。
But it is an ongoing thing every day in your life where your body is presented to God as a holy and pleasing sacrifice.
而是这边说到要每天的将自己献给神做神圣洁的器皿。
You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
在哥林多前书六章这十九到二十节。
And he's talking about after we have been saved by Jesus Christ.
他这边说到我们是如何因为是神重价买来的。
And then he says that, you know, you are not your own now.
并且说到你们不是自己的人。
You are bought with a price.
因为你们是重价买来的。
Therefore honor God with your body.
所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
And I'm sure many of us can thank God for what He has done for us in 2018.
我相信我们当中很多人都很感谢神在过去这一年为我们做的一切。
Especially giving us good health.
特别是可能赐给我们健康的身体。
And we are hoping that He will give us the same.In the year to come regarding our bodies.
在新的一年，新的一年里面，我们也希望神继续也赐给我们这样健康。
But have we ever asked the question, now, what can I do for him with this body?
但我们有没有问自己过，我们能为他来做些什么？
Because all the resolutions we make during a year is all about us.
因为我们过去可能订定的很多的新年的计划都是为了我们自己而设。
But as worshippers of God, the revolution kind of thinking we must have is, what can I do for him?
但是成为一个信徒，敬拜神的一个信徒，我们要问自己是我们能为他做些什么。
That's why the first revolution in our worship of God is, first of all, offer this body for him to use and present it to him as a holy and pleasing living sacrifice.
所以我们这边，我们敬拜神的第一个革命性的一个改变呢，就像这边说到的，要用为神的使用，献上我们自己的身体当作活祭。
It is not talking about coming regularly to Sunday worship service.
所以这边不是只是单单的说到我们每个礼拜天来到这边敬拜的时候。
And even when you come on Sunday to the church, don't just be a spectator.
而当你每次来到教会来敬拜，参与敬拜的时候，不要只当一个旁观者。
Be an active worshipper.
要当一个积极参与的一个敬拜者。
You know, Robert Weber, he's a famous theologian on the area of worship.
有一个人叫 Robert Weber, 他是一个很有名的一个敬拜的一个神学家。
He actually started a school in Florida training people in this whole area of worship.
他在佛罗里达这个州里面他有创办了一个学校，然后来教如何怎么样敬拜神。
He says worship is a verb.
他说到敬拜就是一个动词。
In other words, active.
换句话来讲，它是一个属于活动的状态。
And he's right.
那他说的也是对的。
Because you go back to the Old Testament, you look at how the people worship.
如果你在旧约里面的圣经时代，你看到那些人是怎么样敬拜的时候
，They dance, they clap.
他们可能有些人敬拜神的时候，可能会跳舞或是鼓掌。
Even when we read First Chronicle, you see them having all these Levites playing all the musical instrument and the people rejoicing before God.
在历代志上的时候，我们也看到许多人当中有人可能弹一些乐器，然后来在那边欢呼赞美神。
And we being Chinese, we may not dance or clap.
可能我们的文化，华人的文化里面，我们可能不会跳舞或是鼓掌。
But the very least we can sing is to sing out loud.
但是我们至少能做到的就是大声唱出来。
Loud enough at least for the person next to you to hear you.
大声唱出来，让你旁边的人都能够听到你唱歌。
Even it is out of tune.
即使可能会已经走掉了。
Because it's not the loudness.
因为这不仅仅是音量的大小而已。
But it is from the heart.
而是我们从内心唱出来的。
And the reason we don't do that is because we are so self-conscious of ourselves.
那我们当中可能不这样做是因为我们是对我们自我非常敏感的。
I don't know the song well, I sing out of tune, or people laugh at my voice, and so forth. We're so self-conscious.
我们可能会觉得说，我这次对这首歌不熟，或是我唱了可能会走音。我们常常对我们自己，别人对我们的看法非常敏感。
Because we don't understand what worship is all about.
因为我们不了解什么样才是真正的敬拜。
When we walk in the door here to worship God, God is the one we are worshiping.
当我们走进这个会堂的门口的时候，我们来敬拜神的时候，神才是我们敬拜的主轴。
We leave ourselves outside.
我们把我们自己的身，我们自己自我放在这个门外。
But let God takes over us.
然后让神来完完全全的充满我们。
And if you can't do that even in a Sunday worship, how can you do that every day when no one is watching you?
如果我们都没有办法在主日崇拜的时候做到这一点的话，又何况是我们在没有人看到我们的时候，我们自己私底下的时间呢？
And therefore, be passionate and sincere in our worship.
换句话说，我们必须要在我们敬拜中充满热情和真诚。
Look at the example of David.
我们以大卫来做例子。
When David worshiped God, he is so God conscious.
当大卫在敬拜神的时候，他是对神如此的敏感。
There's one time when he came back from war, he was so grateful to God, he danced in the street.
有一次他在征战回来的时候，回到家的时候，他非常是高兴，他甚至是在公开的场合这样跳舞。
Worshipping God together with his men.
在当时他像在那边跳舞，对神献上他的敬拜。
Then his wife saw him doing that and rebuke him.
而他的妻子看到他这样做的时候来指责他。
And say to him that it's not appropriate for you to behave like that in public as a king.
因为他的妻子指责他说，你身为一个国王在公开场合这样做的行为不合宜。
Good thing David wasn't into pleasing his wife.
但是我们庆幸的是大卫并没有为了取悦他的妻子而已。
He wasn't afraid of his wife to the point that he said, okay, next time I won't do it.
他没有很怕他的妻子说、哦、我下次就不做了这样子。
Neither was he afraid of people laughing at him.
大卫也没有为了取悦这些人民或是害怕这些人民来取笑他。
All he wanted was to gain God's praise.
而是他想要来讨神的喜悦。
And honor him.
并且来荣耀神。
Who should you please as a worshipper?
作为一个敬拜者，我们应该来取悦谁呢？
Especially on a Sunday morning like this.
特别是像我们今天主日崇拜的时候。
Is it God or is it yourself or people?
是神还是人呢？还是我们自己呢？
If it's yourself, it's people, then you miss the whole point about worship.
如果是为了要取悦我们自己或是取悦人，我们就并没有了解这个敬拜的主轴。
And still on this,Two verses about living sacrifice is when we worship, it's not just the active part, but there is that body part.
其次，敬拜不是只有一个积极主动的呈现而已，我们还有要说到是用我们的身体。
Elsewhere in Paul's writing, he calls our body the temple of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在圣经里面也提到，我们的身体其实就是神的殿。
It's where God resides through His Holy Spirit in us.
是神通过他圣灵居住在我们里面的殿。
In other words, the reason why we keep our body holy and pleasing to God is for Him to live there.
换句话说，我们如果要我们为了要保护或者是防止我们的身体亵渎我们的身体，是为了神来居住在我们里面。
So we must refrain from abusing this body.
所以我们必须要避免来滥用我们的身体。
We should abstain from all things that will corrupt and profane this body.
所以我们应该放弃去做任何败坏或是会亵渎身体的事情。
But if you are watching your diet just for the sake of keeping slim, that doesn't count.
如果你只是为了要可能要少吃一点，要让自己变更瘦的话，这个不算在里面。
But we have to stop doing all things that harm this body or destroy this body so that God can use us.
我们必须要停止一切会伤害或者甚至会摧毁我们身体的事情。
And that is talking about the abuse and misuse of this body in sinful practices.
特别是说到如果在罪恶的行为当中滥用或者是误用我们的身体。
Because you don't want to defile this temple of God.
因为我们不应该这样来玷污这个神的殿。
Because when you defile it, God cannot use it.
因为如果你玷污了神的殿的话，神就没有办法使用了。
And you know, as being human being, we all have all kinds of addiction.
像身为乘坐人的话，我们都常常都有一些地方的事情，可能会有一些瘾，会成瘾。
We get all kinds of bad habits.
我们可能会上瘾，可能会有一些不好的习惯。
Some is sinful, some are not.
有些可能是可能在罪的里面，有些可能不是。
But those that are sinful, we need to.Really work hard on them.
但如果有在罪恶的里面上瘾或是成瘾的话，我们必须要来好好的治他们。
In fact, any form of addiction leads to destruction.
因为任何形式的上瘾或是成瘾都会使我们来摧毁我们自己。
And if you are addicted to food, maybe you won't destroy the body right now because all you do is make that big body bigger.
如果你对食物是特别容易上瘾的话，你可能。短期内不会对自己身体造成什么。
But eventually, it will lead to destruction from sicknesses.
但是迟早的会，这样的一个暴饮暴食的行为会让自己可能身体上出现状况。
And, you know, a lot of us make resolution in the beginning of the year to break those addictions.
我们常常在新年决心立志的时候都来希望要来打破这些上瘾或是成瘾的东西。
But often it doesn't work.
但是通常我们都这些都起不了作用。
Unless God's power is in you, working inside you.
除非上帝的力量在我们里面起作用。
And that's why How do we then do so? How do we break those habits and addictions?
所以我们要问自己的是，我们要怎么样啊？透过神来让我们这些上瘾的部分能够让他们打破呢
？This leads me to verse 2.
这算我说到我接下来要看的是第二个第二节的部分。
And in verse 2, Paul says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
第二节保罗说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And then he says.Following that, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
接下来说，叫你们鉴察何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And Jesus says in Matthew 15, verse 10.
耶稣在马太福音十五章第十节的时候说到
，He says, "What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean."
他说到入口的不能污秽人。
But what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes him unclean.
出口的乃能污秽人。
So in other words, all bad habits, all addictions, all begins from inside of us.
换句话来讲，这些不好的习惯或是不好的行为，很多时候都是出自于我们内心的深处。
It begins from the heart, from the mind, the thought.
特别是从我们脑里所想的这些事情，从那边发出来的。
And the more we think of it, the more we crave for it.
当我们一直在思考这些东西的时候，我们就更容易上瘾或是成瘾。
And that means it has come now to your heart.
这样就能，它如果我们这样做的话，它就会进入到我们内心。
And then you act it out.
然后我们就会慢慢慢慢的增加。
And this is the pattern we have been.Living with all the teachings and knowledge that we have from the world.
这就是我们怎么样活在一个符合这个属世世界的一个模式里面。
And so our mind is so programmed with the world's way of thinking and doing things.
而我们的心思意念是被制定在要怎么样来遵循这个世界上的模式。
And so even as we become a Christian, we still have all those in our heart and our mind that structure, that system, that mechanism inside it is still running automatically in that same way.
这是为什么我们在成为一个信徒之后，我们的脑袋里或是我们内心里面仍然有这么样一个模式，这么一个构造，能够来让我们仍然回去过属世的生活。
And so, if you have never been a Christian before all your life until you reach 30 years old, how much of your programming is already there in that 30 years?
如果你可能过去的三十几年都还不是基督徒之后，成为基督徒之后，你有多少内心有这样一些旧的思考跟行为呢
？And you need to do that renewing.
而这是为什么我们必须要来更新改变我们自己
？And we renew not with our human wisdom, but by the word of God.
而我们是要靠着神的话语来更新改变我们
，because that's the new standard.To help you to make sure that you know you don't conform to the pattern of the world.
唯有神的话语才是这个新的这个标准，让我们不至于遵循旧的思考跟行为。
And so, what's inside the heart and the mind must be stopped once you become a Christian.
而我们要制止的是我们内心深处、心理深处所想的这些事情。
Now, give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
You know, we can do it.In some ways,
我们某种程度上可能做得到。
And but God is gracious enough; He gives us the Holy Spirit and His Word, His Scriptures to help us.
但是神是怜悯我们，所以他赐给我们的圣灵。
But if you are not Christian, you know we can actually do a certain aspect amount on it on this matter.
那如果你不是基督徒的话，你也可能会这样来做。
And we actually do it every day.
而我们这件事是我们每天每天都在做的。
You know, in our conversation, let's say, use our conversation as an example.
当我们用我们在跟人家交谈的时候
，when we are conversing with a person, sometimes, we stop ourselves from saying things that we think is inappropriate.
当我们在跟人家交谈的时候，我们可能会某些时候我们会制止我们，停止我们说出一些可能会伤害人家的话。
Even though our mind and our heart is thinking that way，
即使我们的头脑还有我们的内心可能会这样子来想。
So to a certain extent we can。
所以换句话说，我们确实是可以这样做的。
But then on top of that, God has given us His Spirit and His Word to help us to know what is the right thing to do。
但这就是为什么神赐给我们圣灵，好叫我们来自己来指责自己什么是该说的该做的。
But why don't we?
那我们为什么不这样做呢？
Because we don't give much thought to it.
因为我们并没有仔细的来思考。
We expect God just to change us overnight.
我们希望神就是过了一个晚上之后就马上改变我们。
We leave everything to God to do, but we don't take responsibility for our own behavior and actions.
我们把我们所有改变的这个责任交给神，但我们并没有仔细来思考我们内心的一些想法跟行为。
And that's why after one become a believer, all the years they pass and even they come regular to worship, yet you see so little change in their lives.
这是为什么在成为一个信徒之后，每年年过一年，日复一日，来到这边来到教会的时候，并没有看到这个人的内心的改变。
Because they don't give much thought. They listen here, they go out there.
因为他们没有仔细的来制止他们内心的一些思考。
And they read the Bible like reading a storybook.
而他们看到圣经的时候，好像是在看一本故事书。
And they don't ask God, God, what are you telling me to do?
而不是来问神说，神啊，你在这边这段要告诉我什么事情
？What are you teaching me?
就是你要来教导我什么事情
？What's wrong with me？
我内心到底有哪里是不好的
？And when you ask those questions, God will speak to you through His Spirit and His Word。
当你开始来问神这些问题的时候，神就会透过他的话语能够来改变我们的思想。
And then when you get convicted, you want to change your attitude and your thoughts。
当时圣灵来让我们自己责备自己的时候，我们就能够改变我们。
See, renewing of the mind is an active engagement with God's word.
因为更新我们的思想还有改变我们是要透过神的话语的。
It's not an intellectual engagement.
这不像一个好像是一个头脑或是一个智慧上的这样的。
Because our education teaches us to think critically of the content.
因为我们的教育让我们来用一个要有创造性的思想来看我们读的所有东西要怎么样对我们说话。
But the scriptures teaches us to think critically of ourselves.
而我们读到的圣经的经文要让我们改变我们的思想，并来思考到底怎么样才能够更新我们自己。
Based on the word of God.
而是在神的话语里面。
To see whether our behaviors are godly or ungodly.
来思考我们的行为是不是属神的。
And when God's word is preached by the preacher, it is meant for the same purpose.
当神的话语被传讲的时候，这也是同样的意思。
It is not just to keep you informed or knowledgeable of the word.
不是只要让我们自己来想说哦这句话是什么意思而已。
Or to make us happy about ourselves.
会让我们内心可能开心或
是高兴。Because this is the trend of today's Christianity.
这就是我们当今基督教的这个问题。
Because if you look at the Old Testament, when the prophets preaches, it makes people uncomfortable.
如果你看到旧约里面，当这些先知在传讲神的话的时候，人们通常都会坐立不安。
But for what purpose?
但是是为了什么？
So that they can turn back to God.
是不是就是让他们应该是要为了让他们重新回转向神。
But today God don't use the prophets, He uses His Holy Spirit to make us uncomfortable.
但我们当今神并不透过限制，而是透过圣灵，让我们内心自己来责备自己。
But we don't even listen to Him at all. We are not sure whether He's even living in us because we are not living that holy, pleasing lifestyle.
当我们听到圣灵对我们说话的时候，我们并没有去根据这个采取行动，因为我们没有让圣灵在我们内心来动工。
See, the transformation of our lives, becoming a better person for God, is on God's term, not on our terms.
如果要能够更新我们的思想并改变，我们是要透过神的。
But our responsibility is the active participation in that renewal of our mind and taking responsibility for our own behaviors.
而我们根据这个，我们自己的责任是我们要来采取行动，我们要来服从神的话语，并且来改变，积极的参与。
That is what it means by worship as a way of life.
这就是为什么敬拜是在我们生活上、生命上面的。
See, God has designed worship to be active.
因为上帝所设计的敬拜是要一个主动的。
We turn it into passive.
但我们把它变成了一个被动的。
Passive spectator event just on Sunday morning.
好像是每周日早上的一个旁观性的一个活动一样。
And if that is the case worship for you, how then can you walk with God in a manner that is pleasing and able to know what His perfect and pleasing will is?
如果在这样的一个状况下，我们怎么能够与神同行走在一起呢？
And that leads me to my second main point, a revolution in our walk with God.
这要讲到我们今天的第二点，就是我们与神同行的道路。
And in verse 3,Right after he says, you do that before God. The next thing you need to do, when you take responsibility and you are renewing yourself, you walk humbly before God and before man.
在这边特别提到我们说到要带着谦卑的心去同行。
And so, again, there is also two aspects in this point. And the first one is with this whole area of humility.
特别说到我们怎么样谦卑这个方面。
And Paul says, don't think too highly of ourselves.
因为保罗说到我们不能看自己过于所当看的。
But with a sober judgment.
而是要看得合乎中道。
And with the measure of faith God has given you.
要照着神所分给个人信心的大小。
Sober means judgment. Sober judgment means a very honest, sincere, clear perspective of yourselves.
这边说到看得合乎中道，就是要清楚的从上帝的角度来看待我们自我。
And he doesn't expect you to be perfect in that judgment.
神也不会期待你用一个完美的角度来看待。
That's why he says, with the measure of faith God has given you.
所以这边才说到要照着神所分给个人信心的大小。
Because you may not be able to see it right at this point.
因为你可能在某些时候没有办法完整的来看到。
But that sober judgment, he gives us some hint how to look at ourselves.
在这边说到看得合乎中道是他给我们一些提醒。
To look at ourselves, you know, from God's point of view or perspective.
是要用神的角度来看待。
Because using our human, our worldly perspective and judgment, we always think that we are better than anyone else.
因为如果我们用我们自己的角度来看待自己的时候，我们总是把自己看得比别人好。
You know, someone make a joke on this about looking at yourself.
有人曾经有个笑话是这样讲的。
You know, they say,I turn to the left, I look at this person, he's not good looking.
我转向左边，这边这个人长得可能不怎么好看。
I look on my right, neither is he good looking.
我转向右边，可能右边这个人可能也长得不好看。
I look better than them.
我都长得比我这两位还好看。
That's how we would look at ourselves.
这就是从我们自己角度来看待事情的时候。
But he says, look from God's perspective.
但这边说到是用上帝的角度来看待我们自我。
In 1 Corinthians 3:16, he tells us, God's perspective of self is that we are made in his image.
在哥林多前书三章十六节说到我们是按照神的形象造的。
And that body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
而我们是神的殿。
And so that temple of the Holy Spirit includes this face.
所以神的灵住在我们里面，也包住在这个脸当中。
And so God's temple is not on the outward looking, but the inward looking.
所以神的殿不是单单只看外表，而是也要看到内在。
And then in Ephesians 2:10, he says, "We are His workmanship."
以弗所书二章十节说到，我们是原是他的工作。
And we are created to do good works.
因为我们神造我们是要叫我们行善。
Which God has prepared in advance for us to do.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And again, he's talking about after we become a believers.
这边也是说到，当我们成为一个基督徒之后
，You know, we were sinner, and then God takes us out of sin. He gave us that new life. He recreated us, and now He's going to use us for the good works.
我们原本是在罪的里面，神将我们从罪拯救出来，而如今神要来好好的使用我们。
And therefore, our image of God, we must look at ourselves in the image that we are created in.
因此我们是按照神的形象被造出来的。
And we are created to do good works.
而是为了来行善。
It means don't sin anymore. Do your best not to sin anymore.
换句话说，不是为了不是为了罪。
But pride is our problem.
然而骄傲常常是我们的很大的一个问题。
We look at ourselves pridefully,thinking that we are better than others.
骄傲使我们对我们自我来看待的时候，认为我们比别人更好。
And sometimes even we think that we are spiritually better than others.
甚至有时候会让我们觉得我们比别人更属灵。
You know, when we start thinking that way, even in so-called spiritual thinking, we have already fallen into sin.
而当我们这样来想的时候，我们往往就已经陷入到这个骄傲的罪中。
Because we are all sinners saved by grace.
因为每个人都是透过神的恩典所被神恩典拯救的罪人。
And we are where we are is the grace of God.
而我们能够今天来到神的面前都是因为神的恩典。
And so when we are thinking like that, the focus is still on ourselves.
而当我们这样来思考的时候，我们往往是将自我中心的。
Rather than God.
而不是以神为中心。
Because if you think that if you think of God, then you will be thankful to God rather than prideful of yourself.
而唯有当我们以神为中心的时候，我们才能带着这个感恩的心来到神的面前，来感谢神。
And the Bible is very clear that God hates pride.
圣经也非常清楚地说到，神是非常厌恶骄傲的。
And the Bible also tells us that pride cometh before a fall.
这边说到骄傲可能是所有罪里面非常重要的一个。
And so one way to walk humbly before God is always to remind ourselves or maintain that sober judgment of ourselves as sinners saved by grace.
我们要怎么样带着谦卑的心去与神同行呢？就是要每天来提醒我们自己，我们是被恩典所拯救的罪人。
Then we can walk humbly.
唯有这样子，我们才能够谦卑来到神面前。
And when we walk humbly, then we can fulfill what verses 4 and 8 talks about.
而唯有谦卑的来到神面前与他同行，才能够完成这个四到八节这边所提到的。
Then we can walk in unity.
我们才能够带着一个合一的心来。
You see, when all we have been talking so far is the body that is us as individual where God resides in.
我们前面所说到就是关于我们自己个体本身。
But then 4-8 is talking about the body of Christ, the church.
但这边四到八节所提到的是基督的身体，是基督的身体。
How as individual after God is at work in our life, how we begin to exercise the gift that God has given us in the body of Christ.
这边说到要怎么样用透过圣灵所赐给的恩赐来使用在这个基督的身体里面呢
？And the body of Christ is made up of all believers.
基督的身体是由所有信徒所组成的。
Who acknowledge Jesus Christ is God and Savior.
所有承认耶稣基督是救主的。
And every one of us comes to faith through the work of the Holy Spirit.
每个人都透过圣灵的工作来得救的。
And it is the Holy Spirit who justify and sanctify us so that we will produce the fruit of the Spirit.
然而这个圣灵的工作是为了要使我们称义还有成圣，并且能够结出这个圣灵的果子。
And then to use those fruits, those gifts, to build up the body of Christ.
唯有透过这圣灵所结的果子，能够让我们共同来造就教会。
And this is Paul talks about it in Galatians chapter 5.
这边保罗在
加
拉太书五章的时候也说到。
So as members of the body, we actually share a common goal.
作为同一个身体上的一个不同的这个肢体，我们有一个共同的目标。
First, individually, we are to glorify God in our worship.
作为一个每一个个体呢，我们第一个目标就是要来荣耀上帝。
And then secondly, we are to build His body because we have a common hope in Christ.
再来第二个目标就是我们要来共同来建造这个身体，共同来造就这个身体。
And as members of this body, we have specific function in it.
作为一个肢体，我们每一个人都有不一样的不同的用处。
And we are to act responsibly with the gifts God has given us.
我们是要透过神所给我们的恩赐，并且来互相联络做肢体，成为一身。
And if we do our part, then we will be united.
当我们每个人都做在这个身体里面基督的身体当中负责的时候，我们就能够同心合一。
And we can reach our goal.
我们就同心合一来达成我们的目标。
That is to present the bride, the church, holy and pleasing to God.
而这个目标就是要将教会这样一个心腹能够在神的面前圣洁合神喜悦。
And You know, in verses 4 to 5, Paul says we have one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many forms one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
保罗在4到5节说到，正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络肢体也是如此。
So as we come together as one body, we actually one, and we belong to one another.
所以当我们彼此在一起成为一身的时候，我们是有一个互相联络。我们个体是属于整体，整体也是属于个体的。
And we must be united.
我们必须要有一个这样一个合一共同合力的这样一个。
D.L. Moody, who is the founder, evangelist who founded the Moody, Bible Institute, he said this.
D.L. Moody 是一个神学家，他创建了一个神学院，他这样说道。
He says there are two ways of being united.
要合一有两种的方式。
One is to be frozen together.
一种方式就是冷冻或是冻结在一起。
If you take ice cube,You let them defrost a little bit, then you put in the bag, and then you go and put back in the fridge. They are all frozen together, stuck together, right?
当你拿一个冰块把它融化之后，然后又放到袋子里，然后并且再把它放回冰箱的时候，它整个就会凝固或是冻结在一起。
But they are still individual, stuck together only.
但它还是这被冻结在一起的时候，他们个体和个体还是完全分开的。
But they are frozen, hard and cold.
但是他们只是被冷冻或是冻结在一起而已。
In other words, they can be like porcupine.
换句话说，他可能像一个刺猬一样。
Even though you are frozen together, you wish you are not so near to them.
即使你被冻结或冷冻在一起，但你也讨厌，不希望跟旁边人在一起。
And that's the state of the church mostly.
但在很多教会里，可能这都是这样一个状况。
But there's another way, he says.
但是还有另外一种。
Is to be melted together.
这个另外一种就是一起被融化、被融合在一起。
When you take that bag of ice out and you leave it for a while outside, they all turn into water and they become one, melted together.
当你把一个冰块从冰箱拿出来的时候，当它不断的因为温度的加热或上升融化在一起，它们就被融合在一起了。
And what Christians need to be is like that.
而基督徒需要的也是像这样的。
And that's the love of Jesus Christ.
因为在一个在团结在兄弟之爱中。
And when we are like that, then you can expect to have power to build the body up together.
唯有这样子，我们才能够拥有力量，能够将我们这个基督的身体建立起来。
There's a cartoon strip, Peanuts cartoon strip.
有一个花生漫画一个卡通片中。
And in this strip, it had Lucy and Linus, talking to each other.
里面有这两个角色，一个露西跟奈勒斯。
And so Lucy came in and he says, change the TV.Channels and threatening him with her fist.
当露西走进这个房间的时候，她说：“要求奈勒斯来，切换电视频道。如果他不这样做，他就用他的拳头来威胁他。”
And so Linus asked her, "You know, what makes you think you have the right to come in here and take over everything?"
奈勒斯就说到：“你凭什么认为你可以走进这边来这样发号施令呢？”
And Lucy says, "His five fingers."
露西就说：“单凭这五个手指。”
You know, individually, these five fingers, they are nothing.
因为这五个手指单独而言，他们什么都不是。
They can't do anything.
他们什么都没办法做。
Even you want to pick up the pencil, you need at least two.
如果你要拿起正是一个铅笔的时候，你都必须要至少要两只手指。
But when they come together, they form a weapon.
当他向他们卷曲成一体的时候呢，他就成为一个可怕的武器了。
And so when he told Linus this, Linus said, "Okay, I'll turn it."
当露西这么样对奈勒斯说，那他就说，好吧，你要哪一个频道呢
？What channel do you want?
你想要看哪一个频道呢
？And then he turned away in the cartoon street. He turned away and he looked at his fingers and he asked his fingers, "Why can't you guys get organized like that?"
然后奈勒斯就这样说到，就转身离开。然后他看着他自己的手指说：“哎，你们为什么不可以像那样合一起来呢
？”You know, when we exercise God's given gifts together as the body of Christ,
当我们好好运用上帝所赐予我们的恩赐的时候
，and we are united as one,
同做一个身体的时候
，we can do great things for God.
我们就能够同心协力为神来做工。
And then in verses 6 to 8, Paul's in this whole area of unity, he says, you know, we might be united or we have to be united, but we all have different gifts.
在这边6到8节也说到我们即使是合一，但是我们肯有按我们个人所得的恩赐有不同。
You know, and we are giving this gift according to the grace of God.
我们是因为神所给我们的恩典所得到不同的恩赐。
And then he lists the different gifts.
而且我们得到所赐的恩赐有各有不同。
And so he says, if a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith.
按我们恩赐各有不同，让我们 ，yes， 这各恩赐各有不同。
Okay. And if it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage.If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
这边说到，或做执事的就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So unity is exercising the gifts that God has given to us according to our faith.
所以我们要怎么样合一与神同行，就是要有一个共同的目标，按照我们个人所得的恩赐来共同来达成这个目标。
You know, but oftentimes we don't encourage or we don't use those gifts.
但是很多时候我们并不会鼓励，或者甚至我们不会自己去运用这些恩赐。
And even when people steps up by faith to exercise those gifts, we do not encourage them.
甚至可能当有人靠凭着信心要来使用这些恩赐的时候，我们并不会去鼓励他们。
Instead, we come out judging and measuring them with our own standard.
而是往往我们是出来来批评他们，用我们的标准来判断和衡量他们。
And those people who does that only have one gift.
当这些人这样做的时候，他们就只有一种恩赐而已。
The gift of criticism.
就是这个批评的恩赐。
You see, our time on earth has a reason and purpose.
因为我们在地上的时间都有一个目的还有理由。
After we become a Christian.
特别是当我们成为信徒之后。
And the scripture is very clear to do good works which God has prepared for us to do.
经文圣经也非常清楚地告诉我们，是要做神要我们做的，就是要我们行善。
And Paul tells us part of their good works is to build the body of Christ.
保罗说到，当这个做行善的其中一部分，就是要来建造这个教会。
Whereas Jesus says the good work is to bring salvation to the lost.
耶稣 也说到，这个要做这个好事行善的时候，就是要将神的话语或是这个福音传讲给万国 万民。
But we have to be careful.
但我们必须要非常小心。
Because our lives is not about what we do.
因为我们的生命不是在乎于我们要做什么。
Because we are famous as Chinese for just doing.
因为身为可能华人文化里面，我们是只知道是自己埋头苦干做自己的事情。
But we must remember we belong to him.
而是我们要来意识到我们是属神的。
We belong to him for his use with this body here on earth.
我们也属于他在他的肢体上在这个地上的使用。
And we do not do it with our own human strength and wisdom.
而我们不是单单只靠着我们自己的力量还有我们自己的智慧来做而已。
We are to depend on him and to trust him.
而是关系到我们要对神的依靠还有对他的信心
Not our own
而不是单凭靠自己
It's not about how well we teach or preach
这不是关乎于我们是如何来教导或是我们教的多好
And how much we give and how much we plan all these things
或是 我们怎么样来计划或是我们付出多少而已
It is taking that responsibility first to be worshipping the Lord.
而是首先我们要来看的是我们要完成我们责任就是先来向神敬拜。
When we get ourselves right with God, then we can be used by Him in the body.
唯有当我们自己好好的来到神面前的时候我们才能够让神来使用我们。
And the reason why the church is so in a mess is becauseof the first part that we don't care of.
而为什么常常在教会当中有很多问题就是我们没有了这样前面所说到的第一个。
And we end up walking in our own ways and doing our own things and we think that we are building the church.
我们常常因为不再照着跟神同行而是照自己的意念自己的意念来行走。我们往往
Worship is a package.
而敬拜它是一个有许多层面的。
It's not just the Sunday morning hour.
它并不是每个礼拜天来到教会来这样一个崇拜短短时间而已。
Have you ever eaten at an expensive restaurant?
你有没有在一家昂贵的餐厅吃过？
When you go to an expensive restaurant, you have to be dressed up, right?
当你在一个昂贵的餐厅吃饭的时候，你可能要穿得非常正
式。They will put a sign: shoes, slippers not allowed. No, slippers not allowed.
它可能会有一个牌子说是不能穿拖鞋或者凉鞋
no, short slippers not allowed.
或是不能穿短裤。
And then when you sit down, there are, you know, all these utensils, you don't know which one is for which one.
当你坐的时候可能有各种不同的很多叉子或是刀叉。
And so the environment makes you uncomfortable and the environment forces you, to make sure you eat nicely.
可能那个环境那个氛围会让你自己非常的紧绷会觉得说要非常小心而且你的行为举止要很端庄。
But then compare that to where you eat every day at home.
相比之下如果你在家里吃饭的时候呢
You know, you come in your pajamas, no problem.
在家里你可能穿着家里面穿的便服或是很舒服的衣服这样子。
It's relaxed and comfortable.
非常的放松很舒服。
Because you are not self-conscious.
因为你并不是专注在自我中心而已。
You see, the church should be such a place.
而教会也是应该是这样的。
And it's called our home.
教会应该就像我们在家里吃饭一样。
God did not design worship to be an expensive meal.
神所设计的敬拜并不是在一个很昂贵的餐厅里的吃一
餐。But I'm not saying that next week I'll be in shorts and slippers.
我的意思不是说我们就可以一定要穿短裤或者是拖鞋。
But I'm dressed like that because I come to see the president of creation.
我穿的这样是因为我来到教会是要为了来向着创造天地万物的主。
God designed worship to be like a family meal kind of situation.
神设计的敬拜应该是要像在一个家人的一个舒适的环境当中一起享用的家庭餐一样。
And then he designed worship not just to stay there.
而更重要的是他所创造的敬拜不是只有留在那里。
It's with you 24/7 in your life.
而是更重要的是他设计的敬拜是我们生活方式生命中当中每一刻。
This is the kind of revolutionary thinking we all must have.
这就是我们所刚刚所提到这个革命性的一个改变的想法。
If you do not have such a revolutionary thinking of worship, then you will be making resolutions every year.
如果你没有这样的一个更新改变、像革命性的想法的话，你每年的新年励志计划都只是日复一日而已。
And fail to keep them.
而你往往会失败。
But you have that kind of thinking.You only have one life goal.
而你应该这样想，单单唯有一个目标。
That is being a true worshipper of God.
要让怎么样一个成为一个真正的敬拜者。
All the days of your life.
每一天每一日，你接下来在这地上所有的时光。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父，我们要愿意做这种的敬拜者，求神你自己帮助我们照做你的话语跟你的圣灵跟我们同在，帮助我们可以做你真正的敬拜者，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。